This is Dale Connolly reporting, a news program that's reality-free. In the Enough Party, the gap is beginning to narrow between Senator Sam Spleen and Governor Dick Burstyn. The candidates have agreed to extreme disclosure, revealing all their financial relationships and wearing so many insignias on their clothing they look more like race car drivers than politicians. Throughout the campaign, it's been thought that Spleen had better brands than Burstyn, but last week, Burstyn surprised analysts by cutting a deal with Plains Patties Buffalo Burgers. Now, both candidates have fast food partners. While Spleen is allied to the much larger and more popular Lunar Burgers chain, Burstyn's decision to run with the Buffalo is beginning to pay off. Wendy Vapers reports.
As quickly as you can say special order, Governor Dick Burstyn's campaign for the presidential nomination in the Enough Party has begun to close the gap with Senator Sam Spleen. At campaign stops around the Midwest, Burstyn has been downright gleeful.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. I think people are finally beginning to see that I am the candidate of ideas. I am the candidate of principles, values, and character. And I am the candidate of lunch. Plains Patties has put out a terrific Buffalo Burger feast for us. Let's eat. Come on, everyone. I'm serving. Just line up here. Okay. Now, who wants a little
rest? At each rally, Burstyn dons his chef's hat and invites the crowd to have a free meal, courtesy of his financial sponsor, Plains Patties. The technique appears to be working, as the crowds on the Burstyn circuit have been growing, while Senator Spleen's following appears to be holding steady or declining. Early this week on the political insider TV show Berate the Press, Spleen played down the apparent change in fortunes.
Well, now, they say there's no such thing as free lunch, and I believe that. My opponent is trying to send a different message by feeding buffalo meat to the voters. But it's going to taste like bologna after a while when they take a good look at what he stands for.
Well, just a second. Now, I see that as it may, Senator, you have to admit it hurts when your opponent has the voters literally eating out of his hands.
Yes, but where have those hands been?
Oh, now, Senator, what do you mean by that?
Well, whose pockets has he been digging in?
Oh, now, wait.
We're pointing some fingers here. What about yourself? Now, a list of your donors reveals some pretty deep pockets.
That's not what I'm saying. What I mean is a candidate touches a lot of people on the campaign trail, you know that, and then to serve burgers, I mean, that would be a sanitary question, to my mind at least.
No.
Still, the Burstyn rallies are getting rave reviews and playing to enthusiastic crowds.
Well, I don't really like politics, and I don't care all that much for hamburgers, but gosh, this buffalo burger, well, it's just different enough, you know?
I went to a Spleen rally, and they gave me diddly squat. I was surprised. I thought he had a lot of money behind him.
Well, it wasn't too gammy. That's a surprise.
But, how do you feel, about your vote being bought? I mean, does it feel like you voted?
Oh, well, sure, but I feel like I'm getting a decent return anyway. I got the whole family here. At Lunar Burgers, this would be $15, right out of my pocket, minimum.
Meanwhile, at Senator Spleen's rallies, the new development in the Burstyn campaign has not gone unnoticed by hungry throngs.
And I say to my friends that history will remember what we did with this opportunity. History will decide if we were selfish or if we served. I want to be remembered as a servant, a public servant, an attentive servant. A servant who listens. Now, just a minute. Hang on. You know, there's no such thing as free lunch. Now, people, let's be serious. My opponent has a much smaller crowd.
The Spleen campaign is playing down the significance of this trend, but political analyst Marie Anthony thinks it could have startling implications.
Well, a big part of any campaign is feeding the press every day. Feed them the issue of the day, which they feed the public, and feed them food, too, of course. Well, now the public wants the food, and they couldn't care less about the issues. If Senator Spleen doesn't recognize that and act on it, he could pay a price in the long run.
So far, Lunar Burgers has not commented publicly on the escalating campaign food wars, but reliable sources portray the company as watchful and concerned. It seems that Governor Burston's alliance with Plains Patty's Buffalo Burgers has upped the ante in the Enough Party campaign. So much so that no one can tell where this is going to end, or whose plate will be full and whose will come up empty. I'm Brittany the